know, the one that was talking that, you know, has to piggyback off of somebody else's license, worked in unison to give somebody else a radio and program it that's not licensed. I tell you, man, some people just don't grow up, do they? And yeah, don't ever use carb or choke cleaner on a potentiometer, because you know what it'll do? It'll melt the plastic on the inside. It's not good for it. For that matter, don't use it inside of a radio, period. It'll, you know, eat at the traces.
Once again, you believe anything you...
Well, that shit's flammable anyway, so I wouldn't use any of that in an electronic device.
Yeah. Yeah, it's something you don't do, man. You know, you can get away with WD-40, but, you know, your best bet is contact cleaner. I've seen, Gene use, WD-40 to clean potentiometers, and that actually works pretty well. I mean, it's not the end-all, you know, solution, but, I mean, in a quick pinch, you know, it does work, it does a job.